Pretty
find more of them.
Frying this room in the front. Mach Spaß. As for this room in the front. Noch Shavuos. Yesterday was the Shabbos. Noch Shavuos. For some of us, it was Shavuos, but it's really Noch Shavuos. Nosa is Rosh Hashanah. Noch Shavuos is Noch Als Shavuos. Shavuos is one day, but the purpose of the Shavuos is Avada, to get Koiches for Kabbalah Satorah, for a person's Kolach. Kehem Chayenu for a ganze Yar. Hargosha that I had yesterday, fascinating Zach. This forum talk about the fact that Shavuos is not the anniversary of an event that happened. It is, but it's not just the anniversary of something, an event that happened thousands of years ago. It's Kabbalah Satorah Hind. Now, Pesach Avada is this, so that Pesach is Yitzias Mitzrayim of the Avar. It's fascinating. Pesach, Shabbos Regalim. Pesach is Avar. Shavuos is Hoyveh. And Sukkot is Losid Lovay. Sukkot is Osid. Hoye Hoyveh V'yeh. Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Imoch. It's a process. We're in transferring. And I was thinking, and you told me yesterday, that's why Shavuos is one day. It's about one day. Pesach is 7 days. The Avar is endless. It's thousands of years. 7 days is enough, though. 7 days is every day of the week, from Rishon to Shabbos. Then it's Rishon again. It's Yom Rishon. So it's the Avar. The Osid is also, it's for Netzach. And besides being for 7 days, it's even an eighth day. The eighth is beyond Avada. Hoyve, the Hagdor is one day. You're not Hoyve. You live the moment, the day. That's the Hoyve. There's a day today. There's a Sugya. Gemara says a little bit hashlama to the Indian before the two dots. The Gemara Vada says that this is a maskana that the ach bayoyim harishoin tashbisu lekulei alma does not mean to be mashpis the chametz on the first of the 7 days. Everyone came to this conclusion a different way, but everyone agreed to the conclusion that it's ach bayoyim harishoin yudalid the day before at chatzois. Why? How did they come to that conclusion? So, Grada, we can't forget that. According to Rava, possibly, this talk I want a retainer. Like, Rava, possibly, Tashbisu is at Tesvav at night. Just you have to get rid of the chametz because of a different pasuk. Like, Sishkar al chametz, but Tashbisu is talk at night. But even that wasn't so pashut. A lot learned that even in Rava, it's Tashbisu. But we're focusing specifically on not all the other sources, but Rabbi Kiva's source, that Rabbi Kiva, Lashitasai, that chametz needs to be burnt, the Sreifa. So then Avad, it can't be done on Yontif. You want to say that you're going to do Tashbisu at 7 p.m. when Yontif starts? It's also to make a fire on Yontif. And the Gemara said, so you see, Shmami Natlas, obviously that he holds that Bir Chometz is Daf Bisreif, and he's hung up on doing it Bisreif and Dafka. And then that he holds Avar is Lechalik Yontif. And then, this is what I want to shtel on, that he doesn't hold of Mitoich. There's a bit of Mitoich on Yontif. On Yontif, not only is it Mutter to do Malachas with Tzayr Koichel Nefesh, any Malacha that's, you have to know the rule, it's not, Mitoich is not just something you pull out of the thing, but the system running is that any malacha that's allowed to be used for eichel nefesh, so mitoch that it can be done for eichel nefesh, you can do it even not for eichel nefesh. To which the Gemara asks, and it's a fascinating thing, this is the third Shema Minah of the Shema Minah class, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold a mitoch. He doesn't hold it as concept. He doesn't apply it. Because if Rabbi Kiva held it the concept of mitoch, then his whole plan has a flaw. Let's stick to the idea that Tashbisu could mean Leil Tesvav. And you have to be honest with yourself. All the other seven pshatim also, they don't hold up the six other pshatim. We didn't do that enough. You have to cheshbonize why each pshat didn't hold up the other pshatim. That each one is saying, this is the reason that I'm coming to the conclusion that Tashbisu means the day before. Rabbi Kiva insisted that his reason is, he doesn't have a bayis stira before and then the achol. His problem is the fire. Problem. But if he held up mitoich, he can make a fire. Oh, he doesn't hold up mitoich. There's a bomb kasha on this gemara. We ended it last time. We're going to still talk about it, days of Hashem coming up. There's a sugya that Rana Dafov I hope to get to as soon as we can. Not today. If you find chametz on Yontif, you kaif all of us a kli, because we're worried you're going to come to eat it, and you wait till moitz on Yontif, and then you burn it on Chalavoy. But you don't burn it on Yontif. Why not freaking Allah be shining when we're going to get to that sugya Dafov? Burn it on Yontif. What's the problem? You can't make a fire on Yontif? Mitoich. And the Rishonim, and we're going to see, maybe we won't do justice to it today, or Bishleimus, they come up with Hesber and why it's not so pashut to pull out the Mitoich card to burn it on Yom Tov. Whatever Hesber that may be, so maybe that's what Rabbi Kiva holds. And then don't say Shema Min Atlas that Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of Mitoich. He does hold of Mitoich, but for obvious, there's reasons that you don't apply Mitoich. Halacha l'maisa, we don't apply Mitoich. You find Chametz on Yom Tov, you don't burn it, you don't apply Mitoich. Even though we do pass the mitoich, Shulchan Aruch passes the mitoich, and he doesn't say to burn it. So how do you have a raya? Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold the mitoich. You have a raya that he agrees to the Gemara on Daf Vav. It's a bomb kasha. We'll have to see a little bit. Maybe we'll talk about it more on Daf Vav also. Tosis already has a little bit of a kasha. Lo yamrina mitoich. Why? The yamrina mitoich. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold the mitoich because if he held the mitoich, oh, frek Tosis. Afagav the beinon soirech hayoyim ktsas anayim aisef. By the way, this is a machlekes rishonim. But shitas Tosis is that you don't just, mitoich is not a hefker belt. It's not tzayrach eichel nefesh, but it's a tzayrach ktsas. You don't do it without a tzayrach at all. So Tosfos says, this is a tzayrach ktsas. Masha mevar, have a tzayrach. That you mevar the chametz is a tzayrach. So I want to be mevar the Tosfos with an aleph. Yeah? Why is it a tzayrach ktsas? Why is it a tzayrach ktsas? Again, I'm holding this gemara here on the Hema base. It's 7 p.m. Rabbi Kiva is trying to prove to us that it means Chatzoy Sayyim. But again, we're entertaining the idea that maybe it means 7 p.m. And we're saying, no, crisis, can't be, you can't make a fire. Why? You can do Mitoich. Ah, you don't apply Mitoich? Must be Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of Mitoich. Maybe he does hold of Mitoich, but you need a Tzayrach. So Tzayrach says, there is a Tzayrach. What's the Tzayrach? Anyone has a chat? What's the Tzayrach?
It's the biggest Tzayrach you could have. It's what? The Tzayrach that the Tzayrach gave you.
Yeah, so that's excellent, but that's for Emes Akash, and you wouldn't need Mitoich. And we asked that already on Wednesday, and it's a bomb kash, you have to know. If the Torah says to bring Karbonas on Shabbos, the Torah says to burn it. I don't need to do mitoich. That's not what the Torah said to do. So you have to chazer what we said. Not that sharp, somewhere in between. Whatever the truth were there, Albert, it's still a tzayrich it is. Someone told me it's a tzayrich of his simchas yontif. A guy has nerve in Pesach, he has chametz in his house. That's tzayrich. Yeah, there's a tzayrich that Shem Yavi la'achlai. But I think the basic one in our face, l'chara, what's the tzayrich? Come out what you're saying, but let's put it down again. There's Bal Yerah and Bal Yemotzi and Tashbisu hounding you, right? It's a tzayrich, yeah? It's a tzayrich. Frek, the Shagas Arya, bomb kasha. There's a shver Tosis later on in that Chavtes. Tosis says, I'm not doing justice to the Tosis, but Tosis says, if a person is Masha Chometz Amanas Lavara, he's not over Bal Yerah. Shver Tosis, it's part of a whole complex sugi on Chavtes over there. If a guy has Chometz, and he says, Befeirish, I'm keeping it. Not because I want to eat it after Pesach. I'm going to learn for an hour. I'll come back. I'll destroy it then. I'm not shachamitz, but it's almanas levari and not oyv. Shveritosis. Of a frek shagasari. He said, and why is it a tzayrach? Assumingly, the tzayrach is because you got to take care of the bal yirah. But it's not a problem. It's mashachamitz almanas levari. I'll say frek shagasari. After the kach shagasari says it's a machlekes bal yatosis. And tosis over here on Hey Amid Beis that says, being mevarit with tzayrach, the tzayrach is bal yirah. And Tosfos over here is choylik on Tosfos Chavtes. He holds Masha Chometz Amanas Lavari is a big problem. And what does Tosfos on Chavtes hold? The Gabi to understand the Alag Gemara of Mitoich. He holds like the Shittas that you don't need Tzayruch Ktsas. That you can do Mitoich. Mitoich is a smooth thing. Islam is that you can do Mitoich. Taki says that. But you know what? We can add a Knech. I saw Rabbeinu David says, you know what the Tzayruch is? Again, it's along the lines of what you're saying, but it's for a different Ligin. Because I have an agenda to answer that above. In this happening in front of the Kiva, trust them for a minute. We don't want to say this tremendous kiddush, which is the truth, that Tashbisu means Chatzos. We really want to live in the system that Tashbisu was when? 7 p.m. And the Torah is telling me to do it, and it's telling me to burn it. So then Avadah is a Tzayrach. It's the Iker time when he's supposed to do Tashbisu. It's the Zman. You can stop right there. That's the answer to Daf Vav. On Daf Vav, when did you find the Chametz? The guy did Bittul, Bidik, everything. Surprise, surprise. He finds Chametz on Yom Tov, the middle of Yom Tov. What does he do? Kaifel of a Sekli. What are we saying? He should burn it off Mitoich. It's not Tzayrich. He could be Masha Chametz Almanas Levari. Wait till the end of the Yontif. It's not the Iker Zman. It's not the Iker Zman. I could even add a Knech. There's a Dibri Yecheskel. This is not really fair to the Oilam, but there's a Dibri Yecheskel that asks the entire Tosfos. Again, the Oilam, let me get away with this. Masha Chametz Almanas Levari? On Yontif, you go, I want to learn, I want to this. I'll come back in an hour to burn the Chametz. I'm not keeping it because I want to save it for after Yom Tov and eat it to Gusli Yofa somehow, Maram Chalava style, that I'm turning it out of dirt. I'm planning to destroy it in a few hours. It's fine to keep it there. What about Tashbisa? What's Trantaisis? Someone has Alephase? What's Trantaisis?
Chazer.
But he's not mechazer. Mechazer is when he's striking the match and hustling. He's learning. He's learning. Tashbisu? No, again, we can say, I have a plan. It's Yontif. There's no Tashbisu on Yontif. Tashbisu, according to some shittas, is only on Erev Yom. And that's another teretz to the sugya. Over here, it's a tzoyrif. There's Tashbisu. Taisan Chavtes is going when it's not Tashbisu. The Vav is when there's no Tashbisu anymore. On the Vav, there's no tzoyrif to burn it. Cover with a kli, you'll get rid of Ahmed.
Why do you have to burn it after Yontif?
The emes is, why do you have to burn it the first thing? Mitzi yontif, mitzi yontif rishon, mitzi yontif rishon. L'chayra nechlam you don't. L'chayra, you know what? We have to wait till we get chavtes. Not the vav. I'll wait. I'll come to this the chavtes. But on chavtes l'chayra, even when it comes to mitzi yontif, when it's covered with a kli already, you can say, "I'm going to go learn for a few hours. I'll come back tomorrow." As long as l'chayra, you're right. We have to re-go. We have to take another look at that place on chavtes. But yeah, l'chayra, you're right. You better burn it eventually. You better burn it eventually. Never burn it. It's going to be a problem. Two more tidbits, mamash, I want to start the new Gemara. The Gemara is before that if Rabbi Kiva held of mitoich, he would burn the chametz at 7 p.m., not because the Torah said the fair to burn it now, but because he would be used the din of mitoich. Do we burn noiser on Yontif? Do we burn noiser on Yontif? Why not, mitoich? You know what? I don't know, but if Rabbi Kiva learns out Sreifer from noiser, and noiser doesn't have mitoich, go figure that out. But then what are you selling me to over here? Problem. As I forget to and one more kasha. L'chayra, there's another issur when you burn chametz, besides burning, which is one of the lamates malachas. We discussed on Wednesday that if you feed chametz to the dog, it's also a problem. Why? Because the Torah considered that a malacha. So l'chayra, I'm assuming if feeding it to a dog is malacha, burning it is also a malacha. There's no mitoich on that. Mitoich is the same way you're allowed to cook and use fire for food, you're also allowed to make a fire for other things. But making a fire has another problem. It's achshavei l'malacha. I never saw there was mitoich on achshavei l'malacha. You're not allowed to do achshavei malacha for eichel nefesh. So who says you get mitoich for that? Akaponim, we're going to start the new Gemara. There are psukim in the Torah that talk about not having chametz. There are quite a few psukim. I brought them in the Bar Mekayimus. Let me quote you a few psukim. Perek Yud Beis, Parshas Boy. Very informative over here. Shkoyach, it's very set up nice. And the word, the key word is what's the word?
Underlined.
No, it's not underlined. Are you underlined to the Gemara Mekayimus? Mine aren't underlined. Bolded, yeah. You got a different version or something. It says, Ach b'yoyim harishoyim tashbisu sa'or mibateichem. That's the first thing that it says. Tashbisu, a mitzvah essay. Let's stop there and clear. There's a whole essay on this. Is it a mitzvah essay? Like there's a mitzvah to shakal and esrog, so there's a mitzvah to destroy your kluski yofeh? Or is it an iser essay? Maybe a little bit of both. But that's the first thing. Then a few psukim later, Parshas Bo still. Shivas yomim sa'or lo yimotzei bibateichem. A few psukim later, rather than the next parak by Parshas Tefillin, Matzis Yaakov Hashivas Yomim v'lo yirah l'cha chametz v'lo yirah l'cha sa'ar, a double v'lo yirah. Interesting. Why is it double? And that's not what our Gemara is about. But why is l'lo yirah doubled over here? The Gemara in Beitza explains one is for chametz and one is for sa'ar. And the Gemara in Beitza makes it tzricha. Why you besunder need an extra special pasuk that is l'lo yirah and chametz? And that there's Layra and Sar. If the Torah would only say Layra and Chametz, the Gemara in Beitz in all honesty says, then I would say there's only Layra and Chametz. But Sar, no problem, you can keep it in your house. Layra and Sar, this is Sfar Faker also. I would only have Layra and Sar, I wouldn't know Layra and Chametz. So for the record, if someone's keeping track, what does it say by Layra Matzei? Sar, how do you know there's Layra Matzei and Chametz? Don't smear this quickly, yeah. Layra, I mean a tupsukin. We'll deal with it. But that's two, a double Layra. But then there's a triple Layra. Way later, Dvarim, Parshas Re'ei. So, quick, just set up as we're getting started. There's all the way at the beginning, at the end of Al Pi Seder Apsukim. You know, it's interesting. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Chinuch has a Sefer HaMitzvos. Right? There's a Gemara that in Makis, Torah Tzivul Onam Moshe, Torah Tzivul Onam Moshe, Torah is Gematria 611. Torah Tzivul Onam Moshe, there are 611 mitzvahs that we heard from Moshe. Only 611, because Anoichi and Layilacham, we heard from Piyakvura. Two lines in Gemara Makkas. By far, that Gemara in Makkas has, if you don't mind, the most Mefarshim written on it. Which Gemara has the most coverage? People say Takvei Koyin. No. That two lines in the Sefta Makkas, huge amounts of Sfarim of the Moini HaMitzvahs were counted on Cheshbening, which are the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Now, interesting, the chinuch goes, I'll be saved to the psukim. That's how the structure of the sefer is. And therefore, he brings tashbisu first, it's mitzvah tes. And then he brings bal yimotze, which is mitzvah yir aleph. And then lo yira is like mitzvah yir tes. It's like a few mitzvahs later, there's a lot of other things in between with carbon pesach and other various assorted things, like shisper etzem and all kinds. And finally, you get to lo yira. He's going to go to the psukim. The Rambam, though, in the sefer hamitzvahs, he brings the mitzvahs essay of tashbisu, one of the ramach mitzvahs essay. He brings the lavin. But he brings La Yirah before La Yimotze. Even though in the Seder of Psukim it's not, and we'll soon see that La Yirah Be'etzem is like first. But we have to understand why. But I'll go find it in the Seder of Psukim, we have Tashbisu, then La Yimotze, then La Yirah. Now, if someone were to ask you, why do we need so many Psukim? We have one Tashbisu, one La Yimotze, three La Yirahs, okay? Now, the double lo yira in Tarshish by itself, I already told you. One is for Sa'ar, one is for Chametz. And it's not a game. There's a tzrichus about that. Why do you need lo yira repeated again in Re'eh? Better. Why do you need a mitzvah essay and a mitzvah lois essay? Why do you need Tashbisu and lo yira? All of these questions that I just said quickly are not what our sugya is about. Our sugya is specifically about a tzrichus of why you need lo yira and lo yimotzi. And right before I want to start our sugya, I want to just remind you again. The double lo yira of Sa'ar and Chametz is counted for in Masechet Beitza. The extra lo yira in Parshas Re'eh, we'll talk about another time. But one more preliminary question. Why do you need tashbisu and lo yira? An essay and a lav? So some people fall into a trap and they say that Abaya, on the Daled Amud Beis, Abaya said, Trei Kroi Ksivi, Rashi learned, it's a sphera, 6:43, 7 o'clock, things are happening. How did Tosis learn in the first shot? It's extra. Some people mistakenly say, it's extra because the whole Tashbisu is extra. What do you need an essay for? No, that's not what Taisus meant. Taisus just meant that the words Bayoyim Harishon is extra. Of course you need an essay as well. You need a lav and an essay. First of all, you can't ask a question like that. I'm old. The Torah gives you a lav and an essay. It's negeya for a lav hanitikl essay. It's negeya that there's an Isser essay, a Kiyam essay. You make a bracha. You wouldn't make a bracha for a lawyer, right? You make the bracha because of Tashbisu. There's things going on over here. That's not what we're asking. So again, we're respecting that there's a mitzvah essay of Tashbisu. We're respecting that La Yira and Masechta Beitza needed to be covered separately for Sa'ar and Chametz. For some reason, La Yimotze didn't need that. We'll deal with that a different time. But we're focused now, and that's the main Ikur Nekuda our Gemara is telling on. Why do you need La Yira and La Yimotze? So the Gemara says, turn it up on them. Shivas Yomim Sa'ar La Yimotze Bivateichem. Shivas Yomim Sa'ar La Yimotze Bivateichem. Ma Talmud Loimar. Halay Kvar Nemar. La Yira Lecha Sa'ar V'la Yira Lecha Chametz B'chol V'lecha. Frek the Gemara, interesting kasha. Why do you need La Yimotze? It already says La Yiroa. Frek the Chassam Sofer, other Achranim also. What do you mean it already says? Fakir, La Yimotze is first. The Chassam Sofer says an interesting pshat. He says, we're not asking on the Seder of the Psukim. As mentioned, in the Seder of the Psukim, we went through it. Pusuk Yates is La Yimotze. Only later on in Perak Yud Gimel, the next Perak is La Yiroa. And the Chinuch Lamashal, who goes up in the Seder of the Psukim, very Misudr, La Yimotze is Mitzvah Yir Aleph, La Yiroa is not till Mitzvah Yates. It's organized. The Rambam, rather not. Says the Chassid, you have to understand something. Lo Yimotze is a connotation of that it's like, it's really there, benimtza in your house. It's been there for months already. It's parked over there, yeah? The blue label or just the spaghetti, whatever it is, it's really there. Yirah is more casual. Again, it's yours. It's not a pekoda. I'm going to get to those cases also, but it's there a little bit less, it's less settled over there. Another nekud is that Lo Yirah is in your gvul. Gavul doesn't mean mamash your house, it can mean your chatzar or anywhere in your jurisdiction. There's a shaila for pachalas, you own it, or maybe just like on your sidewalk in front of your house. But it's not your house, it's the gavul. Lo yimotze is in your house. So frek the gemara, mamash gavaldi, forget about the order of the psukim. Why do I need lo yimotze? And I quote, not quote, but the knetch is, chametz, that's mamash settled in your house, I need that. It already, a few psukim later, already says that you can't have the chametz even casually, in your gvul. So of course you can't have it mamish parked in your house. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's how Chassam wants to knach the Gemara's kasha. And now we're going to get started. So the Gemara has a reason why you need both psukim. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Shivas yomim sa'ar lo yimotzi bivateichem. Matam aloimar. Halei kvar nemar. Lo yira lecha sa'ar v'lo yira lecha chametz. And again, the Gemara teasingly quotes lo yira lecha sa'ar v'lo yira lecha chametz. An obvious question that should be asked. Why do you need the double lo yira? One is for chametz, one is for sar. So the Gemara starts talking now about the Lo'ira Le'imotzi. And the Gemara says, L'fisha ne'mar Lo'ira L'cha Sa'ar Shelcha Iyat Aroya Aval Ataroya Shelachem Shel Gavoya. On one hand, by lo yirah, it's only l'cha, so only yours, not acherim and gavoya. On the other hand, so then yachol yatmin, you could hide it, you kapa p'toynis. Back and forth, we're going to see a lot of details. The Gemara is starting to say that the two pesukim of lo yirah and lo yimotzi might be going on different things. There's a huge project for tomorrow. Is there overlap in these pesukim or not? Meaning, at the end of the day, can I point to specific matzavim in situations of chametz, and I'll say, oh, that's only lo yirah, that's only lo yimotzi, or at the end it's become one big mishmash. We're going to discuss that. But let's take the first one. The Gemara says if you only had lo yirah, you would say that in fact you're allowed to have chametz of acherim and hekdesh. What's acherim and hekdesh? Zog Rashi. L'fishenem lo yirah l'cha, midichzil l'cha, mashma mino shalcha yataroya, but ataroya begvulin shal acherim. So Rashi says it's a goy's chametz. Frech developed. Peneshua makes the diak over here. And many talk about this. It's a topic we already touched, but now today I'm putting it on the table. Rashi says you're allowed to have chametz of a goy. Now, by the way, there's a sugya later on. That's only if you weren't makabel achrayis. If you were makabel achrayis, that's the opposite din of yachol yikabel p'dayis min anachri. We're not doing that yet today. A lot of things we're not doing yet. Why does Rashi say chametz of a goy? What about chametz of another yid? So the Pnei Shu is medayik to Rashi over here, and he says a big yisoid. And there's others that say it also. The Gra and others we're going to soon see. Says the Pnei Shu and the Gra. Pnei Shu is here. The Gra, as already mentioned a few weeks ago, even already, there's a mefer shalach and shalach. Don't make the mistake. There's a mefer shalach and shalach. Tough man, gimel sif base. If Reuven has Shimon's chametz in his house, he got to get rid of it. That's a gemara. That's a first halacha. The Magen Avraham and the Bach over there say it's because you know vos titmin ish faran under a yid. You know you want to help out another yid. Call Yisrael Raven Zelazek. And the Gra is there says no, you have Bal Yirah on another yid's chametz. The heter of shel acherim is only another is a guy or hekdesh. Another yid's chametz you are Raven.
So with family. Like,
fascinating. It's a big problem. When do we? Why are we selectively splitting when acherim means other people? We're going to talk about it. Not today, but yes. We have to know when others means other yid, when it means other goyim, when it means both, when it means. We're selective about that. Kafi in you. We need a tenth. I'm not giving justice to the question. Yeah. That's another thing we're not talking about yet. Who's the one that holds that you are oiver bal yirah? And by the way, I'm not talking about that like it's a nice thing, help another yid. That you're oiver bal yirah and chametz of another yid. That when Reuven has klar, gufam, farois, shimon's chametz in his house, he is oiver bal yirah. It's a diak in Rashi, but I have another chat in Rashi. You know why Rashi says a goy? A yid hot chametz. That's not a shkai. It's another chat in Rashi. So you can't say it's a Rashi. Pnei Yeshua says it's a Rashi. The gra is up north over there in Simon Taf and Gimel. The tzlach in that of Tessa will be in tomorrow's Mar Makaimis. It was already mentioned in today's. It will be printed days or assembly nether in tomorrow's. Slach and that test. When the Mishnah Berurah brings this Quran Slach, he says that he found it also in the Bahag and the Ritz Gis. So it's Rishonim already. Okay, Yitani, it's a Rashi. Maybe. Who argues? Who argues? Who argues and says, you're not Iber Chametz from another Yid? It's a nice thing to help another Yid, but you're not Iber Bal Yirah. Who argues? Rabbeinu Dov, excellent, okay, good. I'm very sufficient. One second, I'm going to explain what the oiler means over here. The Magen Avraham, on that halach and Shulchan Aruch, where it says, get rid of another yid's chametz, the Magen Avraham goes and says, it's not because you have Bal Yirah, it's because you have to help another yid. And when the Gra says his peace, that is where his peace is. He adds, the Lord Kibach, the Magen Avraham. I'm talking about a scenario. Reuven has Shimon's chametz in his house. Is Reuven oiver bal yirah? No, that's the question. Reuven has a house. He has no chametz, but Shimon's chametz is in his house. Is he oiver bal yirah or not? That's what we're talking about.
So when he gets rid of it, he's preventing his own bal yirah or
Shimon's? Like the Gra, he's preventing his own bal yirah. Not like the Morgan of Roman Bach, that he's preventing Shimon's bal yirah. He's doing a type with the Shimon. Who else besides Rabbeinu David? What do you mean Rabbeinu David? Maskev Asoicher. Let's retract. In the sugya of Maskev Asoicher, a little bit different because there's nuances of the Schiris and he owns the house. But let's be consistent with the names. Reuven, a renter. Let's assume the renter owns the house because he's renting it. Reuven, the renter, has Shimon, the Maskev's chametz in his house. And if you didn't do Bittel, who should do the Bittel? Chaz of the sugya of Maskev Asoicher. But if Bittel wasn't done conveniently, for our topic now, who's like the Bal Yirah? We said there are four Shitas. Maskev Asoicher, both neither. Rabbeinu David said, no one's over Bal Yirah. Zelefish enish loy. Does Rabbeinu David stim with that halach in Shulchan Aruch? That you have to get rid of Shimon's chametz? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think Rabbeinu David stim. It's not that halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's not a Gemara. Tough mem gimel beis. Rabbeinu David would pass the net.
He holds on to you.
Midrabbanan, that's the whole part of Rabbeinu David. Excellent. Rabbeinu David goes and says, we're not dealing with the deraisa. You know why he says? Let me even make this thing. Rabbeinu David says, it's got to be that no one has the deraisa stick of Bal Yirah. Because if someone would have the Bal Yirah stick of Bal Yirah, then hands down, he would be the one to do the bedikah. He doesn't like that stickle that the Rabbanans could be different. That's what his agenda was over there, that no one has Bal Yirah. So I went past. I want to do so. Restart.
Can Arba still be a deraisa like thing?
Possibly. The Magen Avraham still might be a deraisa. Yeah. Again, we have to discuss.
Not Bal Yirah.
Not yet. Not Mamash chapter first Bal Yirah. Again, restart. The Gemara says, Shel Choy Ataroya, Aval Ataroya Shel Acherim, Shel Gavoya. Rashi says Acherim, a goy. Why a goy? So again, Pashim Shach, Yid on Ishka Chometz. Rashi says Achloini. It says a goy. So, Peneshua's medayik to Rashi. Peneshua's medayik, and oh, Rashi says, goy, he means something over here. Because Reuben is over Bal Yirah and Shimon's chametz. A little bit of information on this. Who holds you are over Bal Yirah and Yitz chametz? Gra on Simen Tov Mem Beis, Simen Tov Mem Gimel Sef Beis, Peneshua Fanart, Tzlach and Chavtes, Behag and Ritzgeis, to mention a few. Who argues on the Gra and the Machaneh? Already so, because I want to add more. Rabbeinu David. The Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. Which Shagas Aryeh? Tomorrow's Marum Kaims. We'll see. Tomorrow. Now, one sec. I want to talk about this topic. There's a Mishnah Daf Mem Vav. Azei Gishmak. There's a Mishnah Daf Mem Vav. A guy has a dough that's tummy. It's rising. There's a din of Afrosha Schala. He needed the dough. There's a din of Afrosha Schala. It's a prop. It's Yom Tov. It's Pesach. If he's going to be Mafrish Schala. Now, you're only allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Tzarech HaYichol Nefesh. This challah is supposed to be a matana to the Kohen, but it's tamei. What do you do with challah tamei? You burn it. And here you can't burn it, it's Yom Tov. Okay, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Pesach. The dough is rising. In 5 more minutes, it's going to be chametz. It's going to be Issa tamei. Okay, one option is go learn and be mashal chametz amanash for power. But if you don't want to do that plan. So the Mishnah says there's a whole dilemma. One option is bake everything and you'll be mashal challah afterwards. Another one is put it in cold water and hope for the best. And then it's a Mishnah. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It's all a Mishnah. Ketzad mafrishin chala betum beyomtiv. Rebbe Lezer, Oymer, loy tikra l'shei match a taifa. Be a smart aleck, bake everything. Make 40 different little ones, bake everything, and you'll be mafrish chala afterwards. Right now, everyone has a migu. It could have been the one that's not going to be chala. Good percentage of a chance for that being. Impossibility for all them to be true, but that's what he does. Rebbe Meseiroi Metatel beside and put it in cold water. What do you put in cold water? The whole Di'isa? No, the Chalam Chayra. You mafresh Chalam, you put the Chalam in cold water. The rest of me, you bake. You mafresh the Chalam. You put the Chalam in cold water. The other 52 little ones, you bake. Omer Av Yeshua, no. No problem, let it rise. And bake all the other ones and let the Chalam rise and don't bake it. Lo Yisehu Chametz Shemaz Haran Olav Abal Yirah Abal Yimotzeh. No one's like about your Razak Rashi. Why? Meiridik Rashi. Who's Chala? Whose is this?
Kahunas.
What? Kahunas. Kahunas not Jewish. If it would be a specific Kayans, it would be Bal Yirah because Reuven is over on Shimon Kayans Chametz. But Reuven is not over on Shevet Kayans Bal Yirah. It's not a person. As I stand in Rashi. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Again, there were other things to do here. Cold water, hot water, but The Rabbi Yeshua says, "Lavdi day, because la'achas a kol of shame shall choy ataroya." This is the Mar Dik Rashi. The Gra quotes this Rashi. Not only, but there's a place where he brings they talk about this Rashi and then the Rashi talks about it. So any loyshelcha, but loyshelcha vercha. It's like hefker. We can talk about hefker also. We can talk about a few other ones. Oh, this is a crisis. There's a man diomer. Don't tell the Pesach program people, but there's a man diomer. You're allowed to eat chametz of a goy. Rabbah Rabbi Yaakov. The same way you're allowed to have chametz of a goy. You're allowed to eat chametz of a goy. That's a man diomer. Daf chavtes. Rabbah Rabbi Yaakov. I can handle that. What I can't handle is the tzlach's kasha. This is like a crisis. If you hold not like the grow, that you're allowed to have chametz of another yid, you should be allowed to eat chametz of another yid. If you can eat chametz of a goy, shreds of blood. Don't tell the Pesach programs. What? No, they're gonna serve chametz and they're gonna say it's nimkel anachri. So you have to know what to do with this kasha. Now a few knaches. Is there a gra on chametz of a chayrish shayt of a katan? Reuven has chametz, but it belongs to Shimon. Shimon, though, is a chayrish shayt of a katan. Meaning there are those that want to say that even the gra, it's not kol yisrael from Reuven Zelazeh, it's val yirah, genuine val yirah, but it's val yirah because Yena has val yirah. What if Yena doesn't have val yirah? What if Shimon, Yena, is a chayrish shayt of a katan? What if he's an oinein? What if he's an oinein? It's before the Levaya. And a person's potter from mitzvahs before the Levaya. So Shimon doesn't have to get rid of the chametz. He's an oinein right now. Does Reuven have bal yirah on chametz of, if he has chametz of Shimon? Now, this is halacha l'maisa. You have an 11-year-old kid. Halacha l'maisa. 11-year-old kid. His Rebbe made a raffle for the Smidim program. And he gave him a vafla. He gave him a gluski yofa azah. Kid takes it home. According to them, it's machlekes rishayim. Many rishayim hold dasa cheres makne is a deraisa. I'm being serious. Dasa cheres makne. So the kid comes home. He has a gluski off it. Belongs to him. Mama says it's deraisa. It's his. He puts it in his drawer. What do you do, Pesach? The kid can't do bittel. Kid can't do bittel. There's a katan. The father can't do bittel. It's not his. What do you do? There's a grohe. There's a grohe. I saw fascinating zaf. The days of first day is mine. Rashi says that the purpose of B'dikah Shalayav about Rabbi Yimotzi. Fred Toysis, what do you mean, Lachar? You already did Bittel. What is the answer with a W? Hint, hint, hint. There's flaws in Bittel. Rashi says, what was the flaw in Bittel? What was the flaw in Bittel?
Yeah.
He might, I hope he didn't forget. He might forget. He might change his mind. He might not do B'leib Shalim. Rabbi Chaim Oizer and Achiezer brings a sefer, Eben Ha'oizer, one of the Achrayim, that says there's a flaw in Bittel. What's going to be with a katan? What's going to be with a katan? That's why you need to do b'dikah and destroy the chametz. Because what about the chametz of the katan? The katan can't do bittel. Rav Chaim always asks, what do we care about the katan? And I saw the Achrayim ask, what do you mean? But there's a gra. There's a gra. The father has to be worried about the chametz of the katan. The father has to be worried about the chametz of the katan. But the tzlach is specific. Is there val yirah chametz of a katan?
Isn't it stam
out? Which chenach?
No, if a person sees a cup of eating chametz on Pesach.
Not eating.
But we get the cut of
he doesn't know it. No, it. Oh, this chinuch on the Baal Yirah.
Yeah.
I am.
We get the cut of her eyeball, is it just this cut of?
Not this cut. That's what Chaim Oizer asked on the Eben Oizer. But the shayla is that it's a chametz more than that. It's the father's going to have it. But again, but I want to get to the Nakuda. We're clearly here, according to the Machaneh. The grot slach pnei Yeshua ritzgiyas ba'ad against the Magen Avraham Rabbeinu David Shagasari and Chem the Shleima. Yeah? Whether there's Baal Yirah on someone else's chametz. Now again, if the Shua says the Shulchan Aruch, get rid of another yid's chametz, but maybe you're just helping the other yid. We took it a step further. Is it a din al Yena's Aveira? What if Yena doesn't have the Aveira? Yena, Shimon, Cheir, Shoyt, the Katan, Oinei. But I have two more. I have two more. That's what we're not talking about. Yeah, he also brings. He doesn't bring. He quotes from the tzlach. He doesn't quote the tzlach. He quotes. He quotes the Gemara Babakam, but he doesn't. Okay. Say it. By the way, and they start banging. Shalchoya teroya, but teroya shalacherim shalgavoya. There are people that say, "Ainu adam roya nigga atzmoi." Shalchoya teroya, a person on himself, he doesn't see his flaws. No, it's a flaw in the W. We spoke about it. A person doesn't see his flaws. Avol teroya shalacherim, you see other people's flaws. Shalgavoya, a rebbe's flaws, the davar shabakdusha's flaws. There, you see the flaws all over. Shalchoya teroya, avol teroya shalacherim shalgavoya. The emesis, it says in first in the pasuk, "V'haftal reicha kamoicha." It's a very simple yisoy. How could it be kamoicha? How could you It's not kamoicha, but the same way you look at your flaws with an ayin toiva and your milus. You look at your flaws with an ayin toiva, yeah, and you forgive the flaws, and your milus is a upgrade, and by someone else it's the opposite. The riya should be the same. Stays. That's the kamoicha. How did you get to this topic? How did you get there? I want to ask two more shilas. One second. There's a lot more. I want to do two more shilas. Let's see if it's back to two. Yeah, two more shilas. We have to go back to tomorrow. Two shilas. According to the machin of the grow, the tzlach, the pnei yeshua, the ritzgis, that is bal yiroam, chametz of another yid, ech the bal yiroam, not kol yisroam, reik mazelazet. Is it b'cholikin because there's bal yiroam, yena? What if Yen is not a Baruch Yuva, Cheir, Shoyt, Vakata, and Oinein, Vechule? So two shayas. One is, Shimon was Mekabel Chometz from a Goy. But he was Mekabel Achrayis. There's a sugi later on. That when Shimon's Mekabel Achrayis from a Goy, you have Bal Yiro on Chometz of a Goy. Does Reuben also have the Gra now on the Chometz of the Goy of Shimon, that Shimon was Mekabel Achrayis? That's one question. It might be Tully in the Hemshon of the Sugya. And another shaila is that there's a Rosh Yosef. The Rosh Yosef says that Vibal Asoan Akosov. What does it mean Asoan Akosov? Well, we have a problem. Why do you need Asoan Akosov? Let's talk about just Reuven. Reuven, let's talk about Reuven. Reuven is Oyver Bal Yiro. If Reuven has Reuven's Chametz in Reuven's house, Reuven is Oyver Bal Yiro? L'cher why? Surianna. So we have a dramatic saying, yeah? What? Asana Kosov Kiluzis. Cut. Is Reuven Oyver Bal Yiro even on Shimon's Chametz? So what do I need Asana Kosov for? What do we need Asana Kosov for? Reuven's Oyver on anyone's Chametz. Obviously.
You only made the Hanas.
Reuven is Oyver Bal Yiro even on Shimon's Chametz because Shimon has Bal Yiro. And Shimon has Bal Yiro because there was an Asana Kosov for Shimon to make it that it's Yiddish Chametz. Yiddish Chametz, everyone has Bal Yiro. But the Rosh Yosef says that if you have chametz that's Isurei Hanav, Klaya Kerem, the chametz, besides, it's a great muffin with gluten and other fasid nezachim in it, yeah? And it has Klaya Kerem. The Klaya Kerem could be the wheat. It doesn't have to be the grapes. What are you talking about? You grew wheat together with grapes, so the wheat is Klaya Kerem. What? Klaya Kerem. There's a suffix in the Rosh Yosef. Was in today's Maram Kind? It's in tomorrow's Maram Kind. Okay. There's a suffix in the Rosh Yosef that maybe this Bal Yira on Chametz, on that's Chametz that's Asar, or maybe not. If it's Asar Bahana for another reason, so then it's Asar Bahana. Asar Nakasav doesn't talk about that. So I want to know if Shimon made a neder, a koinim, on a piece of chametz. And if it's true, the Rosh Yosef, that Shimon himself, personally, is not over Bal Yiro on this chametz. Because there's no asar and a kosa for him, because there's asar and a neder. Could it be that Reuven will have Bal Yiro? Will Reuven have chametz? Will Reuven have Bal Yiro on chametz of Shimon? L'sikum. According to the Machna, that Reuven does have Bal Yiro on Shimon's chametz. Yeah, that's when it's a regular Shimon. But what if it's Shimon is a chayr, shoyt, tekot, and oinei? Kibul all of Achrayis? Or made a neder on the chametz?
Right.
I have to find the case, and if it's everyone,
what?
Right,
that's all the Toronto boys.
Oh no, I didn't go.
You good?
Yeah, I'm doing great.